Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. We got another week for you. Good fun week. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here's your Monday get to know you question. What is your morning routine? How long does it take to get ready? What do you do in the morning, Amy?
I wake up, I make my bed, then I drink water, do my tongue scraper, brush my teeth, then I'll do meditation.
Are we doing all of it every single day?
5 minute meditation.
Oh, now we're talking.
And
let's
then
go.
I do a three. Well, tongue scraper, I feel like.
That is not a big moment.
You drank water in this story.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, then I do 5 minute meditation, and I do 3 minutes of journaling, and then I'll start getting ready.
What in the world?
Yeah, that's a
lot. You have time to meditate and journal?
Maybe a cold shower if I am going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
How long does it take you usually from when you wake up until when you leave the house?
Too long. Too long. Hour and a half.
Eddie?
So I wake up and I stay in bed for about 5 minutes, look up at the ceiling and like just hate my life and why do I have to get up? And I start thinking of like, do I have time to take a nap today? Because I'm so tired. And then when I finally get up, I go to the bathroom for about 10 minutes.
As soon as you wake up, you think about taking a nap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then you go to the bathroom.
That's the first thing. Like, when can I go back to sleep?
Got it.
Then I go to the bathroom for about 5 minutes while the shower gets hot. Take a shower, get ready.
Let your shower run for 5 minutes?
Yeah. I let it get hot.
Okay.
And then I go downstairs, make my coffee. I pack my little lunch, my boiled eggs, my overnight oats. And then I head out the door. That's it. It's pretty quick. Take about 30 minutes to do all that.
Lunchbox?
I wake up. And I look at the clock and I say, 6 hours till nap time.
Oh, same.
Or what? Yeah, whatever, however many hours till nap time. Then I go in and I urinate and then I brush my teeth and then I go and eat breakfast.
What kind of breakfast? Is it like a quick one? Like
sometimes Eggos. I make 2 eggs. Sometimes it's Eggos.
You make breakfast in the morning?
Every once in a while, like I'll cook a couple eggs or nice. I'll put an Eggo in the toaster, pop it up, put some peanut butter on it, eat it. Sometimes it's just a piece of toast. It just depends. Mm. And then I'm out the door. I grab a couple snacks. It takes me about 30 minutes.
From eyeballs open to out the door.
To out the door.
That's good. I wake up at a whole different, arrangement of times. But let's just say I wake up at 4. That's probably when I get up most of the time. And I'm like, it scares me to wake up every morning. Like, oh, God. And then I just start I go out, let the dogs out. And by the time they come in, I have their breakfast ready. So I have them their breakfast. And then I make my athletic greens with lime and coconut water and water. Make that, drink that. And then I start to read the news of the day. And Mike and I start emailing. And Mike knows if he gets email at 1 a.m., it's going to be a rough day for everybody because I've been up for like 6 hours before I get here.
And so I work on the show and go through all the notes, go through all the stuff that you guys have sent. Then I take like my peptides for when like I injure myself, which are their injections into my butt or my stomach, and I shoot myself up with those. And then I stretch for 20 or 30 minutes in the morning, and I read a little bit if I have time. Sometimes I'll go walk on the treadmill for a little bit. Depends what time I wake up.
Wow.
Just depends. And then come in, try to wake my wife up. Usually I have about 2 hours at home.
2 hours?
2 hours, man.
Dude, you need to...
I hate it. No. I would like to go eyeballs up. I can wear the same underwear. Who cares? And just go. That'd be awesome. I just have a little too much anxiety, I think. But that's the morning routines. I like it when it's lighter earlier.
Because it's kind of... Why?
Only in the morning, not in the evening. But then I like in the evening when it's lighter later. So I wish it could be lighter earlier than lighter later.
If only we can have that.
I know. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have two teenage boys. I am at my wit's end with all their slang. I just want to have a normal conversation. Just maybe talk about their day, and it's all riz, bussin', no cap, sheesh, sus. Just to name a few. I'm so tired of it, I've started a slang jar. Every time they use a slang word, they have to drop 25 cents in the jar. My wife thinks I'm being ridiculous. What are your thoughts on banning slang at home? Is the slang jar too much? Signed, Dad Ready for a Change. Before I give my opinion, I want to know about the slang in your house, Eddie.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I'm like him, like fire, cap, like all that stuff. It's just all... Dude, let me give you an example. Yesterday was my dad's birthday, right? Hey, guys, let's FaceTime your grandfather. Okay, great. They go in there, and they're like, hey, what are you doing, Pompo? And he's like, having dinner. And then one of my boys goes, that's fire. And the other one's like, yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. I'm like, guys, can we just...
Cool and awesome.
Wow, those are real slang, man.
Can we just speak normal language to him? Like, great, grandpa, like, that looks really cool. Like, whatever.
Jolly good, father.
It's just normal talk. Like, it's fire. Like, what are you talking about? That's fire.
Okay. Thank
you. And then Pompo's like, what does that mean, fire?
Slang in your house?
Yeah, we have slang. We have, mom, you're cooking. What are you cooking? But it really means, like, what are you saying? My son's often like, no dip. I don't even know.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, no, I don't know that he has it right. Sometimes he has the slang wrong. But I don't mind it so much. Sometimes if you can't beat them, join them, and then they get annoyed you're doing it. So then they're like, ugh, I'm going to quit talking this way around her so she'll stop talking that way.
Slide it to Caitlin.
So,
you know what she does to her kids? Like fire.
Yeah. No dip.
Here's what I would say. You probably spoke a bit of slang to your parents or whomever raised you. They were just different words. And they, your parents, were probably like, what does that even mean? Why is something go way back bad mean good? Why? And we could go through all the terms. Okay. You could go 70s, groovy.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
There's a lot.
Far out.
Every generation.
Rad.
Sure, 80s. I'd say rad's more 80s, like rad, radical.
Psych.
Legit.
There's a lot of these. And the one thing that's never going to change is the slang is always going to change, and each generation is going to have their own. So the slang jar seems a little... The curse jar, I get.
Oh, yeah. You can't say those words.
The slang jar may be a little too much... Unless you feel like they're just not learning real vocabulary words. I don't think you can use it as a punishment for them just saying it, but it would be nice if maybe they could pay or they could collect money from the jar if they use a new word. You just have to do some sort of award system as well if you're doing a punishment, because it's not something to get punished over, unless your slang's like bad words.
Yeah, I like the paying them for a new word. That's the bomb.
You didn't use a new word, though.
No, I was just using another slang term.
But you don't get paid.
Oh, crap, that's right.
That's slang.
And you came up with the bomb?
You'd be like, if you were to say, such a righteous suggestion. I'd be like, righteous, I'm gonna give you a quarter because I've never heard you use that before, and you used it in the right context.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah, that is terrific.
You really worked for that one,
huh? Oh, boy.
All right, good luck with the slang jar. I don't like it. You're the parent. Your rules, though, right? You know your kids.
Yeah,
your
but
rules.
His wife is like, eh. So she's the parent too.
I would just find if you're gonna take from them, also find a way to give to them if they can get better at the thing you're punishing them for.
Yeah, and I think as parents too, we want to make sure that our kids can talk one way, maybe at home or with their friends, but hopefully, like to teachers or in a more professional setting, they can dial it back a little bit.
Grandpa, you got Riz.
Yeah,
that's kind of higher, Grandpa. The way they're talking.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. I feel like we've been together as a show for so long. Me, Amy, Lunchbox, basically 20 years, forever. Mike D, 15 years. Eddie, 15 years. Ray and all. I mean, forever. We've been together for such a long time. And I feel like most things we know about each other. And we were younger. We definitely like went on vacations together. Then we got married and kids started to happen. But I feel like we know everything. However, every once in a while, a new theory creeps out about one of us that I'm super interested in. And Eddie has a theory about Ray that he's secretly rich. Yep. And just refuses to share it with us. Which, by the way, I've offered Ray like promotions. Like, do you want... He never wants them.
Yep.
He's like, I like this. I like doing what I'm doing. I'm good. Which I always like is Ray's a hard worker. I was like, this guy works so hard, doesn't want a promotion.
And he drives a beat up car.
Right, like, right.
Yeah.
So, but you have a theory he's secretly rich. Go ahead.
I walk by his workstation where the board is and the computer is, and I notice something that's just been sitting there for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that is a BMI music publishing check. So when you write a song, the publisher sends you a check for whatever, you know, like whatever you make on your songwriting. I don't know about Ray, but as soon as I get that.
Any check.
Yeah. I open it and I deposit it.
And Ray has written such hits as Vacation 1,
Vacation 2,
and Vacation Christmas.
Correct. White Claw Christmas.
Correct. So this check's just sitting there. Like, he doesn't have to open it. Why? Because he's rich.
No chance I'd let a check sit.
Wow.
Ray, is it true? Do you have a check by your desk?
It is not true. It is a W-2 statement that they send at the end of the year.
Oh.
Good theory, Eddie.
Here goes Eddie.
Okay. Well, no, what do you mean? Eddie. Guys, you would have thought the same thing, too. I'm like, wow, money bags.
I would have maybe asked a question, like, is that a check?
Oh. Or, like, look at the big W and the 2 that is on
there. Yeah. Like, I didn't say that on there.
Very obvious.
Ray, are you secretly rich?
No, and to prove that, I can open this live on the air if you'd like.
Oh, so you're going to tell us how much you made in all of 2023 writing songs?
Yes. And I also want this to be for kids, too, because we see the Luke Combs and Morgan Wallens of the world. But why not see the people that are struggling? I really just don't think there's any money in songwriting.
Okay.
That's the check.
All right. Total amount. Oh, this is going to be really embarrassing. It looks like $38.56.
Not bad.
Eddie, that is not the definition of rich.
Hey, my bad. I guess you're not rich.
It's more than I thought it was going to be.
I guess you're not rich.
So maybe he can't buy a new car. Okay.
You start to find joy in that. Maybe he is broke. So that's what you made the whole year? I thought like you guys got some decent spins on that song.
We did, and radio play, that gets some money too, but sadly that's it. And we split it three ways, so.
Oh. Well, you can do all the math you want, and it's still $120. I mean, it's, I thought it would be, it's not like it's 40 grand split up. Wow, I thought it would be more.
So where's the money in songwriting? Like, when it's like
number
really,
one?
Number one? Is that it? Is that where you get big checks?
I mean, you get checks for different reasons. Streaming, obviously, a lot of streams. It's like 0.06 cents a stream, something like that. And then, sure. Ray, I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Yeah, me too, Ray. I'm sorry, dude.
The two keys are getting it on the radio and the other one, getting it on a commercial on TV. Massive like money in that.
Sync. Yeah, they call that sync. So have you guys tried to get it on TV?
No.
Haven't even tried.
Well, there's not like some summer. If there's a summer theme stuff, then boom, we pitch Vacation.
If there's a summer theme stuff.
There's always summer theme stuff.
Yeah, there's always summer commercials.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that and being vulnerable with us. Have you ever made more than that on a check, though, like the year before?
Yeah, we made hundreds before.
Hundreds?
What's the most you ever made on a check?
500.
Wow.
So this is like residuals.
Wow.
This is people still streaming it while they're driving their boats in the summer.
He is rich.
He is rich. This is like Friends. It's like Friends in Seinfeld. They still make money on that stuff.
Dang, Vacation. Yes.
Wow.
The Office. Hey,
The Office.
Okay, so now are we encouraging kids to chase their dreams?
Other dreams, just not songwriting.
Got it. There you go. All right, thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's a beagle rescue place in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's called Triangle Beagle Rescue. And they took in a beagle named Honey from Kentucky that had 4 puppies. Well, sadly, 3 of the puppies didn't make it. So she was just there with her one lonely puppy. And then a vet calls and says, hey, I need help. I got some beagle puppies that need a home. Well, guess who adopted these puppies and is now feeding them, caring for them, making them her own?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a tough guess. There are characters, only one character introduced.
Yeah. Only one.
It is cool. It's a cool story, but the easy guess.
Honey.
Yeah.
That's cool that a dog
Yeah, she's nursing them, caring
like
for them.
Does that naturally. Like, it's just
amazing. Yeah.
And her the surviving puppy from her litter, Sweetheart, that she's, like, letting these other puppies come in and, like, hang out with her, eat.
Yeah.
Do all the things.
Do all the things is a good way to describe it.
Okay, so you want the names of all the puppies? So there's Honey.
How many puppies?
Honey.
There's Honey, and then there's her puppy, Sweetheart. And then the new ones that came in, Cupid, Cupcake, Kisses, Lovely, and Archer.
One dude.
That's
dog.
The one dude.
That's the one dude. Archer.
Archer.
Archer. That's a good story. Great job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams add up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Here's the drafting category, the best things about small towns. Morgan goes first. We rolled the dice.
This is so hard.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
Yeah, because I never lived in a small town.
Oh, then you're out of luck.
You lived in, you're right, you lived in a city, but there was it was a neighborhood-ish kind of thing.
Yeah, but...
Okay, I got you. Well, then you just maybe you just won't do good.
No, no, I'll probably dominate still because I'm good at everything.
Best thing about living in a small town. Morgan, did you live in a small town?
No, I wouldn't call Wichita a small town, but growing up there, it wasn't exactly a big town either.
Okay.
So I did have a little mix of both.
Go ahead. And what do you think the best thing is about a small town?
Okay. This is hard to have the number one pick of this because I just don't know where it's going to go. But I'm gonna go with this one because I feel like it's accurate. Everything is cheap. Like, drinks don't cost $15. You don't have to buy crazy.
No, we didn't say go back 30 years. We said small town now.
No, it is small town now. Like, you go to a dive bar now, it's going to be like $4 for a drink. Okay. You can get fries for $2.
So cheap drinks at the bar.
It's cheap. Everything's cheap.
What bar?
Why are you guys going to bars and cities then? Drive out to the town.
That'd be nice.
Then you got to drive back.
All right, Raymundo, you're from a small town.
Yeah, this is simple. I'm in a small town right now. None of you guys are.
Yeah.
Give me no traffic. That's I can get from one end to the other. Pick.
That's
no
one.
That's a good one. I'm going to go. Best things about small towns, the church community. There are a couple churches in every small town, and they're rivals, but still, everybody's pretty close. And you go to one of the two churches for the most part, and you're all pretty tight because of it. So I'm going to go small town church community.
Yeah, but if you don't go, everyone knows.
That's true. They're all up in your biz.
Bobby hasn't been to church in 3 weeks.
Or am I going to Harvey's Chapel across the street?
Oh.
You don't even know that. It's at a Mountain Pine Baptist. Lunchbox.
Man.
Amy's out, by the way, because she finished last. The last game.
This is tough, man.
Correct.
Best things about a small town.
Oh, man. Best thing about a small town. No violent crime. So much safer.
And less crime?
Less crime.
Okay. That's like good. That's good. Eddie?
Easy, man. What do you do in the country with the boys? Bonfire parties. Let's just make a big fire and let's have a party.
Build parties?
Yeah.
What do you want your official answer to be?
Bonfire parties.
Bonfire parties. Yes. We would never call them that in a small town, but
never. Go ahead. Never.
You don't know, man.
You could call them a pasture party.
No, lunchbox.
That was going to be on mine,
but I didn't call it a field party. But you have bonfire party.
Bonfire party.
I like it. And it's like pyrotechnic good time.
Because the big fire is the cool thing.
Yeah, okay. All right, so now we're going to go backward. That's round one.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, Eddie, with your party, the best thing about a small town
is... That's what I was thinking about, those party. I didn't know.
It's easy, man. Driving down that dirt road.
Dirt roads. All right. That's a good one.
I mean, that's where I drank my first beer.
Is that where you... Jesus.
That's where I found Jesus.
I knew it.
Yep.
Lunchbox? That's why I picked church community.
Why?
It's where I drank my first... I didn't drink the beer, but that's where I found Jesus.
What do you got, Lunch?
Trying to think, man.
He actually Googled what's cool to do in a small town.
Yeah. Guys. Nature. Is at your fingertips. Nature.
That was
the access to nature.
I saw it.
You saw that same article?
Sometimes. If you're a country small town.
Where else is a small town?
Maybe
where else
like
is
a small hunting.
Town? Yeah, like hunting, nature, fishing, everything.
Nature. Nature
hunting,
nature,
fishing, good. And everything.
And I think that's probably pretty accurate with most of
them. Yeah, if there's a pond. Yeah, maybe there's no pond.
Small town, he puts nature. Okay,
I put hunting, fishing every day.
No, you didn't
and
put
loving.
That.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the lyric. I couldn't think of the lyric. There you go.
Okay.
But you said nature, so nature.
Nature with hunting and fishing at your fingertips.
I'm putting Friday Night Lights, high school football.
That's really good.
Good one.
It's a massive deal.
That is good.
Really good.
Everybody comes out for it. High school football, Friday Night Lights. That's it. That's what's happening in town.
Someone lives in a small town.
That was not in the article.
That was not.
That's
no.
A good one.
What'd you say?
That one wasn't in the article. That's
I didn't
good
read
one.
An article.
I know.
No, Lunchbox's article.
Oh, I know. If I Google an article, you guys have probably Googled it too.
Yeah.
So don't Google articles. All right. Next up, Raymundo.
Shoot guns.
Okay. At?
Anything.
Okay.
Anything.
Shooting guns.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of guns? Just kidding.
Registered? Morgan.
I don't know. Okay. I think I'm going to go with the slow pace. Mm. Like everything's very slow. Yeah, you get to enjoy life.
Slower pace of life.
Try that in a small town.
All right, so Morgan, what are your two so far?
Everything is cheap and slower pace.
All right, now you'll go first in round three.
Yeah.
What are you going to add to that?
Oh, man. I'm between two, and I just thought of one when you were talking about Friday Night Lights. I don't know if I want to do it or if I want to do...
Thursday night dark. Wednesday night sunrise.
No, I'll say after everybody's done.
Okay.
Small cafes and restaurants.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Small cafes.
Yeah.
Sounds like French.
Like the local spots.
Right.
There's not a lot of chains.
Like the Yum Yum Shop we used to have.
Yeah.
Okay, small cafes. Okay. Ray.
Call it corny, but everybody waves. In my neighborhood, if you don't wave, you're actually an outcast.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that, Ray.
Everybody waves.
How's it going, Randy? Hey, Mike. What? Hey, Tom.
No, you're waving, but you're saying
now,
hi.
Now you're just
that's
talking
totally
to people.
Different.
I know their names, too.
Mm. So far, I have church community and Friday Night Lights. I'm going to pick the best thing about small towns is small schools because the classes aren't humongous and you can pretty much do anything and everything. So I'm going to small schools.
Yeah, but then you run out of chicks to date.
That's true. That's
there are things called cars.
Yep, and you can go to the next small town and find a chick.
Or a big town nearby.
I'm just saying.
All right, next up, Lunchbox.
Oh, it's me now? Hang on.
What does your little website say?
I'm looking for it right now.
Low city folk.
Well, there was one item on there, but I don't know if I should say that.
Then you shouldn't, probably. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Let's see. Quit looking at my list, Eddie. Get your own list.
Oh, I already have my answer.
Hey. Okay. That's
a
good one.
Is there a time limit?
Yeah. Yes. We need you to pick one, dude.
Okay. Helping hands. Everyone's there to help you.
What's up?
Everybody's got your back. Everybody's got your back.
Good.
Everybody's got your back.
The term helping hands.
Everybody's got your back.
Do you want helping hands on there?
Yeah, what do you want your words to be? Because that's what we put up, people vote on.
Everybody has your back.
Okay, cool.
I like that.
Yeah, helping hands just felt funny.
Sorry, I didn't know how to.
Eddie.
Am I the last?
Yeah.
Man, I'm between two really good ones. Like two really, really good ones.
Then just say them.
So I have stargazing, because like that's great. When you're in a small town, you look up like, wow, you see every single star in the sky.
Right,
love that. Yeah. And then, which I think I'm going to go with, is the dances at the VFW.
Oh.
Those VFW dances, man. That's where it's at. What else are you going to do on the Friday night? Oh, there's a dance at the VFW with a band? Cool. Can't wait.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
What is VFW?
It's the Veterans Foreign War. My grandma and I used to go, but never in our town. We used to go play bingo there. It's like a group of people that were in wars.
Yeah.
And so they have
and Eddie has competing things.
Eddie's like the 20s.
No, he has competing things. He has the dance on Friday night or the bonfire party. So which one's better?
You can do both.
Depends what age you are.
You can go to the VFW dance and then the bonfire party afterwards.
Or you can pregame, get drunk at the bonfire party. Although it's a field party. Okay, so Eddie has dances at the VFW.
Woo!
Dirt roads and bonfire parties.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lunchbox has less crime, nature, and everybody has your back.
Helping hands.
He chose.
You forgot about the hunting and fishing, man. Yeah. Everybody's sleeping on that.
That's nature.
I know, but
yeah. Morgan has everything's cheap, slower pace, and small cafes.
Ooh.
Ray has no traffic, shooting guns, and everybody waves. Quality. And I have church community, Friday night lights, and small schools.
That's really good.
Go vote at BobbyBones.com. We don't put our names on them on the vote. And don't vote for just the top one at the first round because we all have different positions. Vote for the three together that you would pick. BobbyBones.com. We'll put it up there for a few hours. Thank you, guys. Good job, everybody.
I should have gone stargazing.
Yeah.
But that's, the term is not good.
What do you mean? That's what it's called when you look at stars.
Stargazing feels like you're looking through a telescope. I would say laying down in a field staring at stars.
In a truck
That's a really
bed.
Long answer, though. I don't know if it's
in
fit.
The truck bed, on a dirt road.
Whatever you want to do. with whiskey.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. There you go. On the phone right now, it's Kelly who's calling us. Kelly is a dyslexia specialist. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So Eddie thinks he may have dyslexia, and not in a joking way.
No.
And maybe you've had it forever. You just didn't know that's what it was that maybe was inhibiting you.
Yeah, and then recently we were playing a game or something, and I did say something backwards without even thinking that I said it.
Also, what's that disease called you were talking about that the cat probably gave it to somebody?
Oh, bluebonnet Craig. Bluebonnet Craig.
How about bubonic plague? But yes.
So hard to say.
Yeah, so Kelly, you've heard Eddie and you've heard us on the show. Can you tell me, as a dyslexia specialist, what you've heard and what you think?
Okay, so I think he may have a form of dyscalculia.
Dyscalculia, okay.
Interesting.
Which is the math form. It makes it almost impossible to memorize multiplication facts.
Oh, you can't do that. That's crazy.
Oh, shoot. I have this, too.
Yeah. And there's a lot of difference that goes with dyslexia. There's phonological, where you think you're pronouncing something correctly, but you're not.
For example, that disease, Eddie?
Bluebonnet Craig.
He knows he's saying that.
No.
Forever he didn't. Even if he's kidding right now, forever he didn't. He couldn't say bubonic plague. Okay, so dyscalculia. Okay.
And the cabbage test that he took on, I wanted to explain that's phoneme.
So, wait, what's it called again?
Phoneme.
Okay, and what is that?
That is the smallest unit of sound in a word.
So what does that have to do with being dyslexic, and how is someone like Eddie, like, why would he struggle with that?
Because his pathways in his brain can't break down to that level.
Oh, I'm just dumb.
Your brain chemistry can't get on the same level.
Actually, no.
It's not smart.
It doesn't mean you're dumb.
No, it does not mean you're dumb. Most of your millionaires are dyslexic.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if that's a fact about
now you're talking.
But I do know stories of very successful people who were born dyslexic, so they had to figure out a way before they were even diagnosed to almost cheat the system, but they became so good at reading people, or because they had to survive,
right,
that by the time it was diagnosed, they not only had all these other skills they developed, then their dyslexia was a bit remedied, and they were able to just crush it in the business world. Kelly, what do you think he can do to, I don't know, read better, learn more? What can he do?
Well, one of the reasons that I was calling is I'm coming to Nashville to see my daughter, and I was going to offer to test everyone.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Are you real? You're not making this up, right? You actually are a dyslexia specialist?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a doctorate, and it's not in letters. It's in education.
Dang. I don't know. It's a peer. Okay. Yeah, we would love. When are you coming to town?
It'll be the week of March 4th.
I will put you on hold. So, hey, Scuba, can you see if we can get her in and we'll take all take the dyslexia test?
Yeah,
that'd
be awesome.
And it sounds like there are a lot of different forms of it.
Yes, if I can test everybody's reading and spelling level, I thought that would be a good challenge for y'all.
It would. It'd be fun. How long does the test take, though?
About 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, no problem.
Perfect.
Would we all do it at the same time, or you need to see us individually?
And can we not cheat and have lunchboxes? He'll look on our papers.
Yeah, spelling test can be tough.
Some of it I can do all together. But some of the actual testing, especially on Eddie and Lunchbox, I would need them one-on-one.
What, why? Wait, us? What?
Well, hold on.
So you did say Lunchbox. Do you think, not, I made a joke about him cheating, but do you think Lunchbox has a bit of dyslexia?
I think he has some characteristics that be there.
Oh, no, we're the ones getting pulled out of the class.
Yeah, we get extra test time, man.
That used to happen to me, but for head lice.
Oh, okay. That's different.
That sucked.
Okay.
So I would rather have dyslexia than head lice. Yeah. Because I got made fun of hard. Okay, so let's do this. Set her up. We would love to meet her and come up. She'll give us a test. We'll check her credentials first to make sure she's not, because that would be an awesome way to get in and lie. I'm a dyslexia specialist.
Problem.
What'd you say?
I can give you my credentials, not a problem.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to SMU. I have a doctorate in education, and then I went back and got my dyslexia physician.
I'm in. Are you dyslexic?
No, my son was, and he did not learn to read until he was 14.
Wow.
And now, this year, he graduates from U of A on the chancellor's list.
Nice. It's like a Disney movie. A mom goes back to get her doctorate in dyslexia because her son. Because they can't figure out why he's not able to thrive in this one area when he's thriving everywhere else.
And then he goes to college.
And then he goes to college and saves the world.
Yes. He becomes a millionaire.
But an astronaut who then blows up a comet. And then as a comet's coming down, you find the cure for cancer in the comet.
Wow. Let's go.
Is any of that maybe true, Kelly?
He wants to be a counselor for terminal ill kids.
Even better.
That's pretty good.
Even better.
That's the movie, too.
Okay.
He's a cancer survivor, so.
See?
Oh, wow.
It's a Disney movie. Okay, Kelly, we're going to get your information. I would love to have you up here. And hopefully we'll see you in a couple weeks, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, don't hang up. Whatever you do, don't hang up. 28-year-old woman was busted for battery after she and her mom had an argument in the kitchen. And the woman grabbed the grits that her mom was cooking, the literal grits, and threw the grits in her face. The mom wasn't seriously hurt by the grits. So she hit her with grits. But if you only get hit with grits, do you call the cops?
No. That's kind of funny.
It was a real fight.
Yeah.
But assault with grits or assault with porridge.
Like, I'm pretty sure I've thrown a burger at my brother when we were fighting when we were kids. And like, you know, it just kind of, it made him mad, but we weren't going to call the cops.
But grits could burn.
But they didn't. It's from the smoking gun, and now they're like, we don't want the police to be involved, but the police got involved because you threw grits.
Yeah.
Somebody had to tell on the grit thrower. And I just think if someone had thrown oatmeal, eggs, I don't think that is me calling the cops, unless I'm worried that it's going to go from eggs to, like, sausage, and then from sausage to...
Oh, yeah.
And then it slowly escalates.
That'll hurt.
An apple.
Oh, gosh, that'll hurt.
Yeah.
An apple. That would hurt. The female victim, 64, was covered in grits when officers arrived.
Oh, she was 64?
Who's the victim? It's me. grits. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So are there aliens in your neighborhood?
Bones? Define neighborhood. Oh, is our galaxy our neighborhood?
Oh my God.
And is it that small? Because we don't even understand how big things are.
She means your street that you
because
live on.
Because if you were to go back to like the Native Americans, they would have not thought that you would have been able to get to other countries because that was another galaxy to them, right? The ocean. They wouldn't even understand what China was.
Right.
And if we look at planets or other, we'd be like, we don't understand. But 100 years from now, I could be like, oh, yeah, that's like China now. Anyway, who knows?
Well, there was this map that was put out that showed the UFO hotspots across America. And then it
Can you compare the drinking spot, like the most consumption of alcohol too in the same areas?
Well, I don't know, but they did some interesting numbers where 113 alien sightings have been submitted to the National UFO Reporting Center in the last 23 years. 113,000. That's
a
lot.
It's a lot. I just think that if, and there probably is something more than us, whatever that is, they're probably so advanced they don't want us to see them, we don't see them. Like, it's not all on the same spectrum.
I know,
so it's not like a little green man going, ooh, I got caught.
Yeah.
I hate that you think they're more advanced than we are.
Yeah. Well, if they can get here, they have to be.
Well.
No, not well. That's not a response.
Well.
They don't have to be more advanced than us if they're somewhere far away, but if they're able to get here.
Then they're smarter
then
than us.
They have some technology that allows it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great story, Amy.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I just thought that was higher. And then, anyway, this guy was talking all about how true believers of aliens are not just outside of government. Many of them are inside the government.
I watch all their TikToks, for sure.
And that in the Area 51 county, there are 820 sightings per 100,000 residents.
That's just because people know that it should be there. Like that, something's up there. I don't even know that that's what's up there, though.
Area 51?
Yeah, there's for sure something happening there, but there's for sure secret things happening all over America, right, that they don't want us to know about. But it doesn't have to be aliens, but if you said this is a place where there have been a bunch of aliens, even if people don't see them, they're going to go, I think I saw an alien more. That's all. And they're coming from the ocean anyway. All right, go ahead.
When are we talking to my cousin about aliens?
Amy's psychic cousin loves to talk about aliens. But aliens is such a weird thing because it feels like a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
But
Marvin the Martian.
Absolutely.
Alf.
But I also enjoy talking about the possibility of things greater than us. And so.
Yeah, I'm just interested to watch y'all, you and her, both talk about it.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I'm just going to sit back.
Yeah, I'm going to probably take a nap.
All right, what else?
Okay, so there's a new dating app called Score. And it's not just to.
To score?
Yes.
It's not Tinder.
To score in that way. It's not what you think. It's about credit score. And you must have at least a 675 credit score to use it. So you've got to have good credit. And it hopes to raise awareness about the importance of finances in relationships. And when they credit check you, don't worry. They're doing a soft credit check.
One that affects your credit.
Exactly. Because that's the bummer about credit checks.
It's also a weird thing. We're going to check your credit because you want to know what it is, but it's also going to hurt.
Yeah,
yes.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay,
Wild. So high achieving people do these things at least once a week. I'll run through the list so y'all can write them down.
I'll tell you if I do it.
Okay. They reflect on their progress.
Yeah. I mean, every 10 seconds. Yeah.
Unplug from technology. It says just once a week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I read, it's pretty much unplugging from technology, except for I read on the iPad. All right.
They nurture their relationships.
I have to be very, very present with myself to do that, but I do a better job of that.
Exercise regularly.
Yeah.
Prioritize learning.
Absolutely.
Practice gratitude, but in your case, Thanksgiving.
I don't say gratitude. Hippies say that. I do the same exact thing, though. Just call it something different.
Okay.
I do Thanksgiving in the morning.
Yep. And then they set clear goals.
Yeah.
So there you go, if you want to be a high achiever.
I don't think that's all, but I think those are good fundamentals that if you do that, it doesn't mean you're going to achieve high. And you don't have to even do all that to achieve high.
It's
probably very similar.
Do these 7 things and you will be successful.
And there you go.
Wow.
That easy.
Just kidding. Right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Lindsay Boyd works at Mason Jar Cafe in Michigan, and person comes in, they get their bill, it's $32.43, just some normal stuff, whatever. And so leaves a tip on there, $10,000.
Oh.
Did you say $10,000?
That's a lot of money.
On a $34 bill?
Yeah, $32.43, a $10,000 tip. Mm. We don't know who the person is. They say they want to be anonymous, unnamed. Now, here's the thing. He didn't want to have his name and was real because at first you're like, is this a prank or did they write something wrong? Did they mean $10? You know, 10.00, but added an extra, who knows? But he's like, nope, it's legit. But he wanted to split it with the whole staff. Wanted her to split it with the whole staff.
Wow.
So in the end, 9 of the servers walked away with $1,100.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome. Very generous.
Was this the guy that was in town for a funeral?
I don't know that it said anything about that. Was there one like that?
I think I've read this one. Yeah, he was in town for a funeral for his best friend, and he wanted to do that in honor of his best friend.
That is not in the story at all.
Yeah.
So either there's two of these.
I guess because mine was $10,000 as well. So.
Yeah, but I feel like if somebody's going to crazily tip, that's a pretty common big number.
10 grand?
God, that's a lot of money. 1 grand or 5 grand? Like, yeah. Those are, yeah. But maybe. But this is nothing about somebody dying.
But hey, let's put them together.
Sure.
Just for the sake of telling me something good.
That's just said it's a million.
But isn't the sake of telling me something good be that there's two men out there doing this?
Oh, man, that's even better.
Yeah.
Would, if you were her, would you be...
I'd be disappointed.
Why? That you don't get all 10,000?
Because you're the one that's that waited on that person.
But it's not the about the actual waiting.
The other waiter or waitresses did not help in any way.
Yeah, but it's not getting, about the delivery of the food.
Oh, my God.
Who did the most work?
Did you, you said everyone gets how much?
1,100.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. There you go. Regardless of what Lunchbox says, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.